Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
On its face, SB 1 bans medical care only when it is inconsistent with a person's birth sex. An adolescent can receive medical treatment to live and identify as a boy if his birth sex is male but not female. And an adolescent can receive medical treatment to live and identify as a girl if her birth sex is female but not male.
So this was the second of the attorneys presenting yesterday at the Supreme Court. Kind of an interesting side note on this particular person, Chase Strangio. This person is trans. And I think it is the first time that an openly trans attorney has actually presented on an issue at the Supreme Court, of course, on the issue of whether the ban on hormonal therapies for minors in Tennessee shall be allowed to be used or not used. The Tennessee law prohibits it, and of course the plaintiffs are suing to overturn that. Elizabeth Prelogar did the most of the heavy lifting. She's the Solicitor General for the United States representing the administration on this, saying that this is unconstitutional, or at least that it ought to be reviewed at a higher level of scrutiny, at intermediate scrutiny rather than the lower basis of rational basis. The short version on that is rational basis just means that you have to prove the law meets an objective the government has a legitimate interest in. Strict scrutiny is for things like racial classifications, anything that adversely affects somebody's race, you know, religion. Intermediate scrutiny is for sex-based things because, yes, sex, they can be different, but you have to be sure that you're doing it with the appropriate level of tailoredness and, you know, narrow scope. And so that's what the plaintiffs are arguing here, is that this should have been settled at strict scrutiny, or sorry, at intermediate scrutiny, and therefore it needs to go back to the lower courts to be settled that way. Or maybe if the court is willing, just strike down the law as not even meeting the rational basis test. But that was not what they were arguing. They were asking for sex-based evaluation, which means intermediate scrutiny. Now, lots of things in the conversation here, including Justice Kavanaugh bringing up the issue of it's a risk-benefit analysis in terms of what the state legislature is thinking of.
And it seems that there are risks and benefits both ways here. So it's very hard to weigh those, at least as the briefing has set out the issues. If the treatment's barred, some kids will suffer because they can't access the treatment. If the treatment is allowed, these treatments are allowed, some kids will suffer who get the treatment and later wish they hadn't and want to detransition. At least that's how I see the positions set out in the briefs. And so there are risks both ways in here, allowing the treatment or not allowing the treatment. And how to choose there is a very difficult judgment call, it seems to me. But it's one, you know, it's just a difficult judgment call as a matter of policy.
And that's going to be the big issue here. Is this a matter of constitutional principle or is this a matter of policy? And if it's a matter of policy, like, where's the science? What are other countries doing? How are things changing over time? What's our understanding of these issues and the efficacy of these treatments? Well, that's for legislators to decide because they are the most accountable to the people who will put them in or put them out of office on the basis of them doing the right thing. And so the Supreme Court seemed absolutely poised yesterday to defer to the lower court, to defer to the Tennessee legislature, and to say this should be a rational basis review. It'll pass rational basis review, and therefore it's going to stand. And if different states want to do it differently, that's up to them. But that's actually the best evidence that this should be a state issue, that this should be a policy issue rather than a Supreme Court decision. And, of course, it was interesting just to hear some of the concession in the commentary. Some kids benefit, best evidence, some kids benefit from the therapy, some kids regret it or are harmed by the therapy. And there are risks in the therapy as well. How do you evaluate which is more important? Well, that's it. But the plaintiffs agreed and acknowledged that some want to detransition or regret their transition.
Agree that there's some group of people who receive the treatments who later wish they hadn't and wish to detransition. I know you say it's a smaller group. I understand that. I just want to make sure you agree as a factual matter there is some set of people.
I agree as a factual matter as there is in all areas of medicine.
So, which, you know, she's kind of, well, he, sorry, whatever, Strangio, the attorney, is trying to say, well, everybody regrets, there's always going to be a certain set of population when they get a medical treatment they're going to have regret over it. This isn't special in that regard. The point is, this is special in the fact that it is regret over things that you've done to your body or made changes to your body that maybe are not undoable or at least are difficult to undo. And particularly one of the features of this law that I found fascinating is it's designed to let the children become their mature gender, their mature sex, so that they can experience their mature sex and be able to at least know what that is and not be able to transition away from that before they've had enough experience of being it. And certainly not to transition or avert becoming that before they even have a chance to experience, which I think is a very interesting approach to thinking about this issue, is sort of the kids have a right to become their biological sex, you know, to go from being boys to being women, or from boys to being men, from being girls to being women. They have that right. And if we avert that by some transgender therapy before they even hit puberty, we've deprived them of that basic opportunity to even experience their sex, which is kind of an interesting slice of this topic I haven't heard talked about before. This case is not going to be about parental rights. This case is not going to be about whether transgenderism is normal or okay or good. This case isn't even going to be broadly about the issue of whether, you know, people should be transitioning and at what age. This is really just a question of what level of review and whether the Supreme Court is going to send it back to a lower court for a more strict review or not, and I think they're not. 6-3 is going to be the decision. This law is going to stand as a rational basis review, and we're going to be done with it so far. But we won't find out about that till the summer. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 are looking good. But if you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29, both the east and westbound on 9 Mile, you're going to see some congestion delays, so just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
Find the perfect gift for every gun enthusiast at Jim's Firearms. From the precision-loving sharpshooter to the adventure-ready outdoorsman, they've got something for everyone. Equip Mr. Tactical with the latest accessories or surprise the concealed carrier with stylish options for safety and comfort. Don't forget the high-tech Target Master and the noob just starting out who would greatly enjoy the Mantis shooting system. The Man Caver and the kid at heart would love their unique gifts, too. Can't decide? Grab a gift card. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento and Blue Angel Parkway.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the Coca-Cola Company due to the release of its annual Christmastime advertising. Now, of course, we object to celebrating Christmas in any of its forms, and we certainly can't condone Coca-Cola for doing so every year. Although, in fairness, we do like the way they commercialize it and detract from the focus on those absurd Christian ideas of Jesus as God incarnate and Savior. But still, generally speaking, we'd all be better off if we could just end the whole Christmas thing and spend our time and money on real holidays like Winter Solstice or Kwanzaa. But this year, Coca-Cola did something especially awful. They made their ad with artificial intelligence. First, this means they didn't employ any actors. And if we've learned anything from recent events, we need actors now, more than ever, to tell people what to believe about politics and to give solid life advice on late-night shows and tabloids. But it's worse than this. Not only didn't they employ any ordinary actors, they also violated the basic norms of CGI job protectionism ethics. Of course, it's common enough to generate the polar bear sequences using humans wearing those digital bodysuits, then having digital bear skin superimposed on their movements, but we've learned through sources that the body actors who portrayed the hefty bears were actually skinny. And now, the Plump Actors Guild, PAG, is in an uproar over this obviously fattest body appropriation. You can't hire scrawny actors to play body-positive Jelly Roll polar bears. It just isn't right. Taking jobs away from actors of surplusage just to, what, save a little money on catering? It's like having neurotypical Tom Hanks portray neurodivergent Forrest Gump or using standard-height Hugh Grant to play the alternately-heighted Oompa Loompa. Of course we're mad that you're making fun of little people, and then we're mad that you aren't even offering the job to little people to be made fun of. But I digress. The non-employment of real humans and plump polar bear portrayers isn't even the biggest problem. Do you realize how much energy is consumed by artificial intelligence server farms? Do you realize how much heat they produce and how much carbon is spewed into the atmosphere every time someone creates an AI video? It's enormous. So Coca-Cola isn't just killing careers, they're killing the planet. And even worse, they're using emaciated body actors to produce a strange and disturbingly unrealistic polar bear Christmastime ad that literally kills polar bears. Unacceptable. Be gone, Coca-Cola, ye purveyors of the unreal thing. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Walmart. For announcing it would be rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in what is obviously a cave to the regressive forces of traditionalism in our white supremacy culture. Joining companies like Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, and Tractor Supply, the Walton family chain of superstores announced they would not renew their five-year commitment to a racial equity center set up after the George Floyd murder of 2020, they will no longer participate in the Gay Rights Index, and they will no longer give preferential treatment to minority and female-owned suppliers. They even said they won't be supporting highly sexualized gay pride parades anymore. I know! What is the world coming to when Walmart can't be counted on to sexualize children through parades that proselytize minors with the gospel of the holy acronym string? It's almost as if Walmart believes Republicans are people too, and their consumer base. However, there may be a silver lining here. One of the spokesthems for Walmart did mention that despite their atrocious move away from DEI use in job titles and official communications, they are starting to use the term belonging for initiatives that encourage the same basic ideals of DEI with just a different word. So now Walmart can become a more pro-belonging company, offering belonging-positive programs and partnering with belonging-allied agencies across society. According to the spokes-it, these shifts have been in the works for years and are really just becoming public now. Of course, we love the idea of creating a whole new set of terms that, by adopting them, we can show we are on the cutting edge of linguistic moral virtue and which we can use to see who else is keeping pace and judge accordingly. Although we lament the loss of DEI, we are eager to start verifying people as belonging-friendly and certifying organizations as belonging-sensitive. So put away your DEI posters and take up your belonging tambourines. Let the new speak begin again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our strongest praise for our dear friends and anti-meat freedom fighters at PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for their annual denunciation of the horrendous presidential tradition of pardoning two ceremonial turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Born this past July at the Zimmerman family farm, raised by the... Yeah, I hear you. Peach wants to speak a little bit here.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would PETA oppose the non-murdering of two turkeys? Well, it's because pardoning the birds only serves to distract from and normalize the violence done against all other unlucky ducks, and it also makes those wicked carnivores in our midst feel better about the turkey genocide perpetuated every Thanksgiving because they giggle and chuckle at the lighthearted humor of this atrocious PR stunt.
Lives by the motto, no foul play, just Minnesota nice.
It turns the evil on its head like a stripped and mutilated carcass inverted and spread-eagled in the roasting pan and makes this foul act of birdicide almost feel like a moment of benevolence. As the wise, caring, and deeply emotive utterant at PETA wrote to Dear Leader Biden, as a lame duck, you no longer need to heed the interests of factory farmers and instead have a joyous opportunity to spare Americans and turkeys this humiliating meat industry stunt that uses the White House as its public relations backdrop.
They stayed calm, they gobbled on, and still gobbling.
This year, PETA has amplified its gospel of love for all species by sending what they call the Hell on Wheels anti-meat message truck to D.C. with life-size pictures of birds in crates and playing recordings of the shrieks of turkeys being slaughtered to tell the turkey truth during the ceremonial pardoning. In addition to a 30-state marketing tour for what we hope will be a repentance-inducing revival, PETA is offering empathy kits for, quote, people who need a lesson in kindness. They also have free vegan starter kits and thanks vegan guides with tips for anyone ready to purify themselves from the moral sin of carnivorality and come into the light of moral malnourishment. We know Americans won't listen, but we really applaud the completely vain... The attempt, which will certainly be so vain. Well, you know what we mean. We celebrate things that are hopeless and don't work. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by It Almost Tastes Right, a meat-free vegan co-op practicing all the proper principles of modern eco-communism with PETA-certified dishes guaranteed to make your mouth stop watering. Some of their least popular items include Field Roast's hazelnut and cranberry plant-based roast, Gardein's plant-based turkey roast, and Tofurky's plant-based roast and wild rice stuffing. All products which are available in stores and online because cruelty and death have no place on holiday tables. It almost tastes right. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
Can I just tell you, I had to make up the least material for this one. The dishes from It Almost Tastes Right were the actual dishes PETA recommended in their release about the Hell on Wheels protest of the turkey
party. You're kidding, right?
No! I barely had to write this one. It was all just there. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good, not seeing any delays. Just delay you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic.
Somebody texts in, do you realize how much carbonated beverages spewed into the atmosphere due to the impacts of the transgressor ceremony? Yes. Woe unto all who listen while facing a monitor. Oh, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the manhunt continues for the suspect accused of killing the CEO of the country's largest health insurance company in New York City. United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot Wednesday morning in front of a hotel there. Police say they received an avalanche of tips about that suspect, but they are still unsure of his identity. And they released some new photos of him unmasked yesterday. And also, did you see what was written on the bullets?
Oh, yeah. Denial reasons. And
deny, defend, and I can't remember.
Indicating the kinds of things you would be angry at a healthcare provider for.
Absolutely.
Right, or healthcare insurer for.
America's return to the moon will take longer than expected. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the Artemis II lunar spacecraft won't be ready to fly safely before April of 2026. That means Americans won't be walking on the surface of the moon again until at least the middle of 2027.
Smash mouth delayed.
Unfortunate. In the monthly jobs report coming out later this morning, that might give some more insight into what the Federal Reserve will do at their next policy meeting in January.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 629 here on News Radio 92.3. If you need heating, plumbing, electrical, or air conditioning work done in your home, Peden, they will take care of you. They have been doing so for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast. Panama City to Pensacola, all the way east to Tallahassee, west to Baldwin County last year, and this year to Mobile County. So they are expanding because, you know, they are the place that people trust. They do the work on time. They show up, professional service, stand by their results, good quality products installed the right way the first time, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And, you know, they have different specials all the time. Right now, they're really trying to clear out their air conditioning systems and generators before they get into the 2025 season. So this month, during the month of December, you remember back in August, it was $1,000 off. It's now $2,024 off, 2024 for the year. So 2024 off in-stock air conditioning systems and generators right now at Peden. Give them a call or find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump announcing more members of his new administration, naming former Georgia Senator David Perdue as ambassador to China.
He is picking Rodney Scott as Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. Scott served as Border Patrol Chief in Trump's first administration, and then for the first part of the Biden administration until he was pushed out. Trump also announcing David Sachs in charge of guiding White House policy on crypto and AI, which Trump says the U.S. should lead the entire world on in both areas.
Fox's Bill Malugin. The man who shot two kindergartners, then killed himself at a Christian school in California, had a history of crimes and mental illness, and wrote the shooting was in response to
America's involvement in genocide and oppression of Palestinians, along with attacks towards Yemen.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey, the boys who were shot remain in critical condition. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly clear skies, and it is 43 degrees in Pensacola. It was 5 years ago today.
So I can tell you right now, we do have a report of an active shooter. We've locked down the base while we're investigating the situation and get everything under control and make sure everything is safe.
Three U.S. Navy sailors were killed in that shooting, Airman Muhammad Haitham, Ensign Joshua Caleb Watson, and Airman Apprentice Cameron Walters. That it took shook Pensacola to its core in 2019. Governor DeSantis yesterday signed a proclamation directing U.S. and Florida flags to be flown at half staff at all local and state buildings. Well, the Softly Field prison camp is closing. That announcement made yesterday by the Bureau of Prisons. Officials say the prison should be completely closed within 9 months. They plan to demolish the building. The minimum security prison camp has been open since 1988. The prison closure will affect about 100 employees and hundreds of prisoners. It's part of a federal initiative to close facilities across the country due to staffing shortages and crumbling infrastructure. One well-known inmate currently residing at that prison is former reality TV star Todd Chrisley. His daughter, Savannah Chrisley, posting on Instagram about the closure.
I have mixed feelings about this because they're closing it down, and that's their way of not taking accountability. That's their way of not holding these abusers accountable.
And inmates at that prison will all be moved to other federal prisons. Mayor D.C. Reeves giving the State of the City address last night at the Sanger Theater. He discussed the city's accolades over the past year, goals for the next year, including attainable housing initiatives.
We've got to find housing affordability at every income level, from homeless and homeless transitional all the way to market rate. And the truth of the matter is, until we have supply, until we can have supply at all levels, we can't solve this issue.
And Reeves gave an update on the Old Baptist Hospital campus. He said the environmental report does show the existing building cannot be repurposed. That building will have to be demolished. The city currently getting bids for that demolition. Reeves said he's hoping to finalize the donation agreement with Baptist by March. He also discussed the American Magic Sailing Team. He said their Warehouse 10 headquarters at the Port of Pensacola should be complete by sometime next fall. Now, the Snowball Derby is going on at Five Flags Speedway this weekend. The race series excites fans every year. It's got a big impact on our local economy, too.
The economic impact on this area from this event is upwards of $10 million. So, you know, we certainly like the idea that the entire community can benefit from the event.
Five Flags Speedway manager Tim Bryant in that race. Of course, one of the more prestigious super late model races around the country draws in big name drivers from across the U.S. and Canada. And in the past, big name racers such as Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty have taken part in that race. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by the Watson Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Just one accident to let you know about, but not very much of a delay at Philly Road and East Kingsfield Road. No road blockage associated with this, and I'm not seeing any delays, but just wanted you to be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Very cold start to the day today with temperatures in the 30s. Highs this afternoon near 52 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping back into the 30s. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 47 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 39 degrees in Pensacola. It is 40 in Gulf Breeze, 38 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were little changed this morning as investors awaited key payroll data. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was higher by less than one basis point at 4.1857%. Today is Jobs Friday. It is the last batch of inflation data before the Federal Reserve's next meeting. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is expecting that non-farm payrolls increased by 214,000 in November. This would be a steep gain compared to the 12,000 jobs added in October. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. CNX Resources Corporation has struck a deal to add more wells and leases to its portfolio in Pennsylvania. The company announced it will acquire Apex Energy for $505 million in a deal that will add 36,000 underground acres. Futures are slightly lower. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 248, the NASDAQ lost 34, and the S&P 500 down 11. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Let's take a look at some of these texts. 437-1620. Somebody says, red light cameras are theft. Legalized theft, nothing else, is one of my concerns.
Andrew McKay.
It's not that hefty of a concern, because I always think the idea of getting tickets, whether parking or moving, that you can't dispute is a problem. So the question is going to be, how accurate, how reliable are they? How many false positives are we getting? And, you know, time will tell, I suppose.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, man. I saw a headline the other day that it honest to gosh, is the most self-proving, snowflakey sort of thing that I think I have ever seen. This, I want to be nice. I want to be kind. I want to understand. But I saw a headline talking about the troubles that Gen Z, and one must imagine millennials, are having in their jobs because, and here's the headline, you ready? 4 in 5 Gen Z employees say they're victims of generational stereotypes, costing them jobs and promotions. The idea is that the low perception of the work ethic, diligence, capability, and also the perception that millennials and Gen Zs are super sensitive and you got to cater to them and they expect everything to go well and you've got to treat them nice and not boss them around and care for their feelings. You know, all the stereotypes, okay? Gen Z particularly, but also I assume millennials, are upset because they have to suffer as the victims of these stereotypes about them. And so now in this survey, they're complaining about how everybody thinks that they're snowflakes. Listen, 8 in 10 respondents say Gen Z stereotypes have had negative impacts on their work experience. My work is hard because people don't think I work very hard. So, listen, 33% say the stereotypes that they've experienced in the workplace. They need to work harder than older staff. 32, they're dismissed or undervalued. There's a greater need to prove your competence. Oh, also, by the way, said every generation ever in the history of being young. This is not unique to you. By the way, interesting side note, there's 2/3 of people don't say they've had this problem on this particular metric. But anyway, getting micromanaged by supervisors, duh. You know, you're young, you're new. That's what happens. Being overlooked for advancement, being assigned low-level tasks, being overlooked for meaningful. We want more meaningful work. We want to advance faster. We want more pay. We don't want to have anybody over our shoulders. We want to work from home. It's weird that you get stereotyped for having these views, don't you think? Anyway, the next one was negative stereotypes Gen Z believes exist about them at work. 60% of Gen Z believe that people believe they have a poor work ethic. 53% believe that people believe they are unprofessional. 44% believe that people believe they're easily offended. Like that maybe somebody would give a survey where they would ask whether you're offended by the way you're being treated at work, and you say, yeah, everybody thinks we're easily offended. Like I said, it was just one of these, come on, help me help you, you know, help me help you have better perception. They say that 53% say they've been denied meaningful projects, passed over by promotion for promotion, 49% overlooked for raises and so forth. Ah, man. Can we be honest? It could be that they are being unfairly stereotyped. But every next generation feels this way about the prior generation. Just like every prior generation feels, oh, these kids these days. You're not special. And the fact that you think that this is special about you being special kind of proves the validity of the discrimination that you think is unfair. So shh. Just do yourselves a favor, and if somebody ever calls you to ask you whether you feel like it's unfair that these old people treat you like you're, you know, snowflakes, just say, no, I'm good. No problem. We can handle it. 655. And by the way, I always have to say this whenever this topic comes up, but my experience, like my personal experience here at the station, we have had some outstanding young people come to work here who just, I mean, are like, fantastic hard work. Austin in the afternoon, who does the Pensacola Right Now, and he's produced for me a couple of times. I love Austin. Austin's great. Works hard, capable. Davis, you know, who used to, you know, a lot of our UWF like interns who become employees. Sarah Ackerman is one right now currently. She's not an on-air staff, but I mean, like, we get some really, really talented people. So my own personal experience is I think the young people are great. I don't know which young people you're employing, but I hear it across the board talking to people, whether it's in the military or whether it's in the civilian sector or anywhere else, that this is a problem they deal with. And I have had other examples. I remember one of my most poignant ones was, and this was not so much a work ethic kind of thing, it was just a, like, they just don't understand. When I was producing for the Rusty Humphrey Show several years ago at the network, and, you know, we got 300 stations are on the line, okay? And so Rusty's talking, and we're teaching this kid who's just out of college how to use the board, you know, to run the national show, and he's on his phone. Well, he's learning. He's just scrolling and texting. I'm like, dude, you need to put that away. It's like, why? Why? Because I'm your boss and I told you to. Well, because you're running a show that's airing on 300 and I think it was 25 at the time stations. And you need to pay attention. I might have used colorful language. And he quit. Because it was too hard. It was too mean. It's too rude. Dude. Anyway, 646 here on News Radio. I'm just a horrible boss. John, I'm a horrible boss, right? Terrible.
No, worst. No, that's the company line. You are not. Yeah. You are the best.
That's what they tell me to say in all the HR meetings.
Right.
John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by PureTalk.com. Stop overpaying for your cell phone plan. PureTalk gives you unlimited talk, text, and data for just $25 a month on their 5G network. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-1, 10 are flowing smoothly. We're starting to see just a minor delay if you're heading from Milton into East Milton. You'll see that delay going eastbound. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, these texts are hilarious. 437-1620. Kid, you haven't been around long enough to know you're a kid and haven't seen it all. True, and has been true for every generation. Somebody says, in my experience, by far the most snowflake generation is boomers, and the most snowflake demographic is veterans. Oh, I don't. Snowflake veterans? I haven't seen that. I do think that, you know, Karens aren't 30. Karens are typically 60, right? So, no, that's fair. Boomers do have it. I've had more Gen Zs have issue with my tone of voice, or sorry, with the tone of my email than anybody else. Yeah, it's kind of a byproduct of the my feelings matter and, you know, treat me right. You know, I want to be heard. I want to be seen. I want to be validated. Like, just things that aren't in and of themselves fundamentally wrong. But at the same time, we've gone from being a sort of country that, you know, endured, put up with, overcame, did the hard thing, to kind of now it's a, you know, treat me nice or else, you know, I'll leave the workforce. I'll take my skinny jeans and go. You know, it's weird. But again, I'm telling you, the alternate is true too. And I think there are a lot of people who are millennials and Gen Z who are frankly infuriated that all of their peers are like this and they're not. Because there definitely are some really good ones out there, even a lot of really good ones out there. But, you know, so there's this perception and they have to suffer from it too, because the expectation of them, even though they're quite capable, is that they're going to be just another one of these folks, right? Somebody here says, I see it every day in my classes. The vast majority don't put in any effort into actually learning the material and just blindly regurgitate what Google says, which has often nothing to do with the question even asked. I would add AI these days, right? 437-1620. Andrew believing that America was ever thick-skinned is historically insane, especially since 1900. Somebody else says, so disagreeing with me, fair. Somebody says, welcome to our world. Gen X weren't handed any favors, but we called it lessons. And listen, there's all kinds of elements to this. And I hate to be the, 53-year-old who says it, but, letting your kids go play outside on their own without supervision and ride their bikes until, dark and come back when the lights turn on, that kind of stuff, that created a different mindset. It just did. It created, being able to be yelled at, being able to be failed in a class, maybe these aren't the best management or leadership techniques, but also our country's been doing pretty good for a long time with that stuff. Maybe the kinder, gentler, sensitive, new age man approach to everything isn't the most productive in the long run. 650, meanwhile, totally unrelated. I mean, clearly unrelated. Massive decline in U.S. mass skills over the last 3 to 4 years. Like, huge drop off in capability for mass scores. This is one of those, like, when you see this kind of a down bump, it's a very scary thing. American fourth graders dropped 18 points between 2019 and 2023. Among eighth graders, it was 27 points. Before 2019, there had been decades of improvement. Scores are now back to where they were in 1995, the first year we've been studying this. This is across a study of 58 countries. They're focusing on the drop of American students because where they're not dropping, where the top five is? Come on, take a guess, John.
Japan, China.
That's it. That's exactly right. Singapore, Taiwan, South Korea, Hong Kong, and Japan.
Wow.
The Asian mindset about authority, the Asian mindset about education, it's different than ours. Ours is not better. 650 News Radio 92.3.
Well, also, I wanted to say, raising two boys, this common core math they take the tiles out. I'm like, no, I taught my son how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide the old-fashioned way.
Right. Phonics and traditional math.
Yep, exactly.
Phonics and traditional math. Absolutely.
I just had to add that in there.
All right, 437-1620. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, who to look at, Frontier Motors, what they sell is one or two owner cars that are one or two, three, maybe 4 years young with about 10 to 50,000 miles on them. That's what they specialize in. So you're not going to be the first owner. Of course, you're not going to pay the premium to be the first owner, right? But you're going to get a car that's been, gently used in good condition that they're going to warranty to 100,000 miles or 10 years. And you can drive that for a long time. The, Dave Ramsey kind of cars, Andrew McKay kind of cars. We buy them with they're sometimes kind of the thing about Frontier that if you haven't gone car shopping, it's a little bit funny is they're selling you the cars that are a little bit harder to find because they're in good condition. They're relatively new, but at used car prices, right? And so they're a little bit more in demand. That's why Frontier is such a neat place to go because they tend to sell the kind of cars that are worth getting and maybe just a little bit more scarce. So if they don't have exactly what you want, send them looking for it. They go looking for people all the time for cars. You want more miles for a lower price. You want less miles. Of course, that's going to cost a little bit more. Different trim package, different color, whatever, because they've got something close but not on the nose. Send them to go looking for you. They buy cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
More than just a location, the Port of Pensacola is a thriving economic engine and a strategic gateway fueling growth and prosperity across Northwest Florida. Since 1754, it's become the cornerstone of the region's economic vitality, with over 20 dynamic businesses calling it home, including major players like C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona's Wind Energy, Offshore Inland Marine, Pete Stevedore, and the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Discover the possibilities at portofpensacola.com.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duca with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Why do you want to kill me?
I don't want to kill you. What would I do without you?
This is kind of interesting. Ron DeSantis is now the betting favorite to become Secretary of Defense. Yeah, so the I don't really pay a lot of attention to any of these betting sites, so I'm not particularly versed in, you know, the operation and, you know, don't browse them. But I look at the news stories that kind of come out about this, and this one kind of caught my attention because, again, you know, right now the favorite by almost a 2-to-1 margin over Pete Hegseth, even though he's not the nominee, right? DeSantis is not the nominee. But you have Pete Hegseth, who clocks in at 23 cents for a share. I guess the idea is you bet 23 and they pay you a buck. Is that the idea? Okay. As of Thursday morning, Ron DeSantis was the leader on Polymarket with a yes share valued at 42 cents. So, and again, if I misunderstand the economics of how these things work, because I think you can sell the bets, right? Can't you sell them to other people also? Isn't that part of it? There's a secondary market for the bets.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I think that I learned this one time and I've forgotten it since because I'm just not into this
the Common Core math, you know.
No, that's not the issue. I know the math. So anyway, I think it's interesting that it's almost a 2-to-1 ratio betting. But anyway, Florida... I got one follow-up on this. You will not believe what Nikki Fried, who ran for governor and is allegedly the head of the Florida Democratic Party to the degree that it exists, has said about this, about DeSantis becoming Secretary of Defense. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, that's right. Let's see. No accidents to let you know about.
Did you forget?
I was waiting on you to say what happened. I was like sitting here going, oh, yeah. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, we're starting to see some congestion delays there, about a 5-minute delay. Also, if you're heading northbound on Highway 29 toward I-10, you're going to see some congestion delays there also. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So Nikki Fried asked for comment. Oh, somebody wants to hear from me. Says about Ron DeSantis becoming Secretary of Defense. Make no mistake, if Ron DeSantis is nominated as the U.S. Secretary of Defense, he will have no problem weaponizing the military to go after enemies from within, arrest political opponents, ban peaceful protests, round up immigrants, and use military force against the American people. Our servicemen and women did not sign up for this.
Wait.
Because that's exactly what we have. Well, this is Nikki Fried,
right.
Allegedly
but
the
she
head of the force.
Saying that.
But yeah, she's saying that. Based on the vast track record of him doing that in Florida.
No.
How can you? You can't get more fever pitch than that. I wish I had the audio clip because I'm sure she's screeching in. It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing.
Can we just tell her to let it go?
You cannot. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I don't know. I may need to be validated with some praise before I can give you my news headlines.
Well, you're old enough that you don't qualify.
No.
You're not even a millennial, are you?
I'll be over here with my soy latte.
What are you, a Gen Y? What are you?
Now, well, technically, I'd be a very first-year millennial. I think it starts at 83.
Okay.
I was born mid-83.
Okay.
But no, I'm not.
I'll be nicer from now on.
I'm not that fragile. It's okay. Give me what you got. Jimmy Carter's grandson says that... Carter has not been that active lately, but he says he's still being stubborn after being in hospice care now for 2 years. Jason Carter talked to Politically Georgia podcast on Wednesday, and he said that that the family had originally thought that Jimmy Carter may not have that long after entering hospice, but he's now 100, apparently still having pretty good days where he's active and talking. So good news there. Police say the man that wounded two kindergartners at a religious school in California before turning the gun on himself had a long history of mental illness. That shooting happened earlier this week. Police say that 56-year-old Glenn Litton left behind a note saying the shooting was in response to America's genocide and oppression of the Palestinians. So,
Okay. All right, David. Thanks. Perfect. Thanks, man. Do you have another one?
Well, I was going to leave you with a better note than that.
All right.
A Canadian man in the hospital after trying to rescue his wife from a polar bear. The couple left their house near the Hudson Bay on Tuesday morning to look for their dogs. Police say that they were in their driveway when the bear ambushed the woman, but the husband was able to get the bear away from her.
Okay, good. 8 Republicans have qualified. More will qualify today before the noon deadline. It's going to be a big
primary. Listen on air.